Jesus' opponents, we know, included scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees. Which group of those did not believe in the resurrection? Sadducees, exactly. The Sadducees were sad, you see, because they did not believe in the resurrection. I was working on that all week. Okay, there were different Jewish religious sects. So there was the Pharisees, and there was the scribes, and then we have the Sadducees. So these groups, they're all Jews, but they have a particular interpretation of the law and understanding of God's revelation. And so for the Sadducees, they were a very conservative group. They just believed in the Torah and the Pentateuch, so really the written word of God, not oral tradition. There was oral tradition that was part of God's revelation. They believed it was part of God's revelation, certainly at the time of Jesus. And part of that oral revelation and oral tradition was that there was a resurrection. So the idea of the belief in a resurrection or the revelation of a resurrection was not at the beginning for the Jews. Okay, it developed, and so it was kind of late coming. But it was strongly part of an oral tradition, and it's already being spoke of in the last several hundred years before Christ. But the Sadducees took a very strict interpretation of God's revelation, and they did not believe that there would be a resurrection of the dead. And so they try to stump Jesus. Here's this woman. She marries a man. He dies. All right? So as part of the law at the time, the man's brother would take her as his wife. Well, he dies, right? So she takes the next brother, right? Seven brothers. Now they find themselves in heaven. Whose wife will she be? And so they think they're going to stump Jesus, and then he basically expands and said, there is a resurrection, but you don't get it whatsoever. There's not going to be marriage in heaven. It's beyond what you can imagine. The Jews themselves, the main Jews, believed in a resurrection, but their idea of heaven was very crude in the sense of it's kind of going to be just like in many ways as it is here on earth. So Jesus is expanding and stretching their mind. You probably think, well, good thing that we don't fall into, the group of the Sadducees that we believe in a resurrection. And, sometimes we talk about heaven, especially, after a loved one dies in the funeral, hope they're in heaven. And if we had a test or a survey and we had to put down whether we believed in the resurrection in heaven, we would put yes. But de facto, as far as, do we actually believe that there's a resurrection in heaven? I think we fall more into the Sadducees. And why do I say that? Because, by the way, often that we, including me, I'm putting my name on there, that we present ourselves, how often do we think about heaven? How often do we talk about heaven? How often do we talk about the resurrection? If we really believed in the resurrection and we really believed in heaven and what God has to offer, wouldn't it be on our mind a lot? And wouldn't we be like looking forward to it? Wouldn't we be like that psalm and the refrain from the responsorial psalm? When your glory appears, our joy will be full. Okay, so there's some happiness now, but we're really looking forward. Probably if we look in the mirror, most of us, we're not there. And this is a good examination for us and to ask ourselves, why do we not look forward to the resurrection? Why do we not look forward to heaven? Why don't we look? The reality is, that we're here on this earth for just a short time, and death is a doorway, and God has so much more planned for us. Instead, when we think about death, it's almost complete sadness. Now, of course, there's sadness with death, right? But death is a door. It is a door. And if we truly believe that, embrace that, we'd be like St. Paul. I'm ready to go, but if I'm needed below, I'm ready to stay. That's where we want to get, that's where we want our hearts to be. I think one way that we can kind of develop that taste for heavenly things and that our hearts might be placed more on those heavenly things is kind of returning back and being intentional about being good stewards. A steward's identity is that Everything is a gift from God. So everything I have is a gift, and I am giving it back and sharing that gift in love of God and neighbor. So it's recognizing that at the foundational level that everything's coming from God, and hopefully, step by step, that develops an attitude and a heart that everything's going to return to God, and that living the stewardship way of life now, living as a steward, that everything is God's gift and I'm working for the Lord, I'm experiencing joy. But at the same time, I know that my heart's made for so much more, and that my joy will not be full until the glory of the Lord is revealed, as we heard in that responsorial psalm, that the refrain from the responsorial psalm. So this is stewardship renewal month, so we're reflecting upon our life as stewards. Do I identify myself as someone who is working for the Lord, who is made by the Lord, is receiving the Lord's gifts, and sharing those out in love of God and neighbor? And part each year of our stewardship renewal is that we hear from parishioners who speak about their experience of living the stewardship way of life. You know how it is. When we hear other people's stories, it helps us to connect and resonate with what they're doing, and it speaks to us like, hey, yeah, I can do that. That's possible.